Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 8th, 2021. This morning I will talk about judgment. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, Judge of the living and the dead, compassionate Spirit, may we follow your example and passionately pursue truth and justice. Help us to open our hearts and sharpen our minds. In the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us compassionate hearts for those in need. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the Apostles' Creed, we read, "From there he will come to judge the living and the dead." Are you ready for your final exam? When I taught in the university, my final exam was never a surprise. The week before the final, I would pass out 10 questions as homework and announce that 5 of these questions would be on the final exam. Now, these were not easy questions. My questions were designed to encourage my students to master the subject. My good students invariably typed up answers to all 10 questions and simply turned them in on the day of examination. My lazy students showed up empty-handed and unprepared to answer the questions. God's judgment works a bit like my take-home exam. We know the questions from Scripture and from our ongoing relationship with God and the Church. Jesus' commands and teaching are not a surprise. So why does judgment create such a drama? One answer comes from a surprising source. Immanuel Kant observed that an evil person was not someone who wills evil, but one who secretly exempts themselves from judgment, perhaps hoping that God does not exist. Kant further speculated that true justice requires that our lives be examined in their entirety, which is only possible if resurrection, eternal life, and an impartial judge exist. Therefore, justice and accountability require both eternal life and God. Another answer is that many people avoid making decisions, hoping that they will escape accountability. Hannah Arendt was a German Jew who, having escaped Nazi death camps before coming to America, was asked to report on the Adolf Eichmann trial in Jerusalem in 1961 for the New Yorker magazine. Eichmann was a German officer during the Second World War who organized Adolf Hitler's program of extermination of the Jews, known as the Final Solution. Arendt attended the trial expecting to see a hateful anti-Semite, only to discover that Eichmann was more of a petty bureaucrat, someone unable to think for himself. In the case of Eichmann, the face of evil was that of someone unable or unwilling to think for themselves. So why do we care about the Hannah Arendt story? Because we worship a righteous judge in heaven who expects that we will exercise sound judgment here on earth. We must be good stewards of the wisdom and knowledge of truth entrusted to us. Not judging is not an option. Robotic thinkers walk the path of Adolf Eichmann, not the path of Jesus Christ. We are accountable both for judgments that we make and those that we refuse to make. So what does God's judgment look like? The picture of God as a divine judge brings to mind the story of King Solomon and the two prostitutes. Both women had babies, but when one baby died, the women fought over the living child. Solomon tested the hearts of the women by threatening the child with death. In doing so, the women revealed their true feelings for the child, and he was able to return the child to its rightful mother. This is 1 Kings 3, verses 16 to 28. Just like Solomon, God is a passionate judge who pursues truth and refuses to accept lies at face value. Woe to the person who invites such testing. This is perhaps why the Lord's Prayer includes the petition, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.